Like to call to order the Daniel Town Council meeting for Monday, January 4th, 2021. Happy New Year and hope you have a better year than we did last year and welcome everyone. First item of agenda is any public comment. It's not on the agenda. Do we have anybody online? And I guess we should do a roll call first of all. So we'll start off with Eric Bunker each time. We'll go around and then who do we have on the line besides Ryan? Anybody?
Okay. Right now, showing I'm the only one online.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Eric.
Eric Bunker.
Chip Turner.
John Glodowski.
Stephanie Grady.
Mary Duggan.
Michelle Bunker.
Sherry Price.
Mary Snyder.
Amelia Pace.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. Sorry about starting without that roll call. I take it no public comment from anyone on the line, so we'll move on to item number two.
Could I just...
Oh, yes.
This is a sad note, but I didn't want to let the opportunity pass to recognize the passing of Ruth McGuire, who was married to Darwin McGuire. That's after December 8th. And Darwin was the president on the board of Daniel Domestic Water for so many years. And of course, this is now Daniel Municipal Water. The other sad news that I have is my neighbor across the street, Dick Burton, passed away last week. And just wanted everyone to know about that. He donated quite a lot of money to the town in our initial organization. So anyway, sorry for that, but I didn't want that to pass.
Thank
without
you.
Some recognition.
Absolutely. There, as you said, Mr. Burton was certainly helpful in the beginning and very, I think I only met him a few times, but I know he's very helpful and enjoyed what the town is becoming. So. The chair will entertain a motion to, item number two. I guess we're expecting an audit. I'm not sure if it's going to be. Okay, we'll just postpone that down to later in the items if they show up. So item number three then, the chair will entertain a motion to go out of a regular session and go into a public hearing for the amended budget for 2020-2021.
So moved.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
And we have a second. Any discussion? If not, all in favor? A roll call?
Eric, aye.
Chip, aye.
John, aye.
Stephanie, aye.
Mary, aye.
And so we're now out of regular session and we're beginning the public hearing for the amended budget. Has anybody checked in yet, Ryan, or can you let me know when somebody does?
Yes, no, nobody else has joined. I'll let you know if I see anybody show up.
Thank you. So we're having an amended budget for some CARES funds and some other things that have been happening. We can do that. We can do the quarterly budget, Mary. Which one do you want to start off with, or what?
Okay, one of the big things that I know we need to look at for sure is the snow removal. So for 2019, we were contracted for $74 an hour. This year it went to $160.30 per hour. Yeah, if you recall the prior, we decided that maybe we needed to look at some other options for next year, but that's where we're contracted right now, is the $160.30. So we need to definitely look at making some changes possibly to snow removal. The salt per cubic yard didn't change, but the sign repairs went from $56 to $67.79, which I think we're probably okay because we usually don't have a whole lot of sign repair, but snow removal is definitely a big one.
Mary, I appreciated your letter and all the line items there, or the items that we put down there. As I went through that and went through it, I noticed I'll start off this way, and this might, you just go in and notice in the revenues that, you know, it did total out to $479,978. There's a, well, we don't have quite all the bills. As I went through this, either taking the remote meetings and the line items that you put in with those amounts versus the one that was already sitting in here at $72,960, adding the line item also to roughly $24,000, that's where the variable's gonna be in that $24,000. That's a close number, but that's not the number. So I assume we're a little above that.
It's gonna be kind of a moving target, I think. I did the best I could with what I had, but.
Absolutely, you did. Very helpful.
Just wanted to account for the CARES funds mostly, but then, you know, there were some other costs. As Mary said, the snow removal. We did up the expenditure for the road project. And also we discussed and approved ordering the traffic monitoring device, which we haven't, I guess, purchased yet, but that should be in there. And when I went through here, I used the list of, for the CARES funds that Mary had compiled for us. And just tried to, I don't know how she wants to plug those in. It may have to be a certain line item, you know, that she would know. But anyway, these are the things that I saw.
And that's really the nutshell, except for the $24,000 that encompasses pretty much everything we have, but we don't have those loose ends quite tied on the total amount. So I think that line item on top of what you have in there.
So she just stated that the journal entry for the engineering has not been done yet.
I need to make a journal entry, and I can backdate it.
So the difference of what's showing.
On the $7,000 or $9,000 or, okay.
Yeah, so the difference, so the $93,978 was the total amount that we received.
Right.
And right now we have $72,960 accounted for. There's $1,500 that we know for sure is not accounted for because they haven't requested it because we're still trying to get that completed is the online bill pay and then the engineering, and then I'll have to look at the rest of it because we'd pretty well spent right down to it, and that's why we knew there was the $12,740.21 that should have been remained for the fire district.
So for tonight's purposes, do we want to fill in the amount or add to that 72 to come to some consensus?
So it should be the 93,978, I believe. Yeah.
Okay, so we hit that target, so we'll then, Mary, that would account for the 24,000 line item, at least for discussion that you wanted in there from an amount standpoint.
Well, yes. I should tell you that I did get notice that I don't think they've passed any additional funding, but they have extended the deadline to June 30th now. So if we didn't get the money all spent, we can now push it over.
That yeah. would have been nice to know.
When the president signed the bill, that's when they notified. The next week they notified me. But so anyway, I'm assuming that there's a lag in getting that money out. And so I'm sure they're doing that for everybody. Just, okay, we're just gonna push that on out because otherwise you're gonna have to pay all that back. And then they reallocate, that's just too much work. So anyway,
okay.
So sorry if everybody had to work too hard to try and get that done. But
that's the way government works.
That's the way it works, government, that's right. The 24,000 is a compilation of those things that I kind of listed there. So, you know, that was just a catch-all.
So that 24,000, if you're including the express bill pay, the computers, laptops, et cetera, the setup, that should have all been included in that 93,000.
So that, okay, so that's the amount I just put in that in the revenues as well as in the expenditures. The 93,978.
Yeah, so that should all be, but you're saying something about a separate line item?
Just from Mary's email prior to the meeting, she just kind of had some items and amounts out, and we either line item those, or right now they're lumped into one amount. So if someone were to look at the budget and they wanted to find out what was in that 93, some of these main things, we transferred money from Stormhaven, we transferred money to Daniel Municipal, those may or may not want to be line itemed out if If it's easy enough, is that what you're asking for, Mary?
I just am trying to account for what we're doing with bookmarks.
And I look at from, if I haven't seen that and I look, the more descriptive, the better it is for me to analyze a budget. That's, but if it's a...
And, you know, Mary was working within the framework of her course, and so, you know, I mean, I'm not familiar enough with it to know.
So I guess my question would be, is it easy enough to add a line item or not really? And if we did, some of the bigger line items, as in, you know, remote meetings that we had for the bill for the 7,000, that may be, because this budget's gonna be different than any other budget.
But the remote meetings are gonna, so I'm actually separating those out in Polaris, from the engineering versus like only the last two bills I've separated out because we had it. The prior one, she still has to make the journal entry for.
But I meant to do that before tonight, I...
So, the only other thing would be just the IT services that are gonna accrue from the monthly stuff. We won't continue to have the meeting, the remote meeting stuff, because once we have the laptops, we will be able to do those on our own. Sorry, Amelia. But that we will, so we won't have to worry about that. That'll just be part of our IT services monthly fee.
Yeah, so rather than add every item as a line item, including the 93, because then you're able to move that in Polaris as those come in, right?
As far as what? The 93, I've already been accounting for.
Right, the 93 is what shows up on our budget.
Right.
If you do a line item for each item, it sounds like more paperwork. It might be easier, more transparent, but...
So I'm asking, you know, if we should or shouldn't, if it's easy enough or not easy enough. I mean, it's, I don't want to add burden, but if it's easy to add a line item with the amount, great. If it's not, well, as long as it can be separated if needs be in the lump sum. And you're saying that if I ask you with the $93,000, you'd be able to give me that breakdown, right?
Yeah, because we already have it all broke down on the when we approved everything.
Yeah.
Other than, and we included that $12,000 to the fire district.
Yeah, that's not on this one, but everything else is broken.
Right.
I don't care if you lump them together or not. I put this together so that everybody can see what we were trying to accomplish. And I'm just aware that Sherry has, when she reports, does her quarterly report.
It all has to be under a certain CARES Act. That's what it has to be named, CARES Act.
And so I was just trying to outline it here so everyone could understand.
But you could run a report saying everything is under that account.
Perfect. Answer that.
I got a question back on that snow removal. So we were paying $75 an hour per man, and now it's $165 an hour per man. Did they give any reason why they bumped that up?
It had to do with the federal act. And so apparently last year they never adjusted accordingly. And so now we're really getting hit with it this year. So that's just what they have to go off of.
The federal act as far as paying for equipment and man hours.
So it's a federal fee that they're charged for their service type thing?
Is that what it is?
I heard something close, but not quite that same.
That's kind of what I'm recalling they had stated.
And we were already billed $3,300 this year?
Yeah. The new snow bill that I had this just... For the end of November, beginning of, or yeah, November, December's the 3,300 or whatever.
Okay. So, is this something that we're going to be faced, even if we try to get a private party to do it?
Absolutely.
I think private parties are going to be more expensive all the way around, from insurance to maintenance to getting it and getting the salt and having a place to get the salt. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's a big surprise, actually, because we had 75 for quite a while.
Yeah, he said that it had to do with the FEMA rate for the truck without a plow and not including employee wages. So that's why it's gone up so much.
They went off the FEMA things.
There you go.
Yeah, so maybe that's what it is.
Do we have any feel as far as council? I mean, it is what it is. We're going to have to pay it. I feel more comfortable leaving it where it is that we have 3 months left. We could have a terrible spring, but that's kind of where my mind was at, being that the year it is, we still have quite a bit left, got 12,000 left.
And is there anybody that would be available to do it? And can they do a job that, you know, at least close to comparable to what the county's been doing?
Well, we're under contract with them for this year.
For this
year? At least end of the year, yeah.
Yeah, and when we approved this, we had the discussion that maybe next year we needed to look at an additional option just to make sure.
See if there's somebody in town that does that, that would like to try to.
It's worth a look at a talk. I know that they're out pretty early and they do a good job. Sometimes they do a little sooner than they like, but other than that, they're now.
Yeah, they do a good job. I mean, I got no complaints.
We need to look. We need to probably find out if there's others. I don't know. Does anybody know of any other private services that do it? I mean, I know there's condo services that.
Yeah, little trucks. I mean, but they're all big.
Yeah. They got a parking lot on the road, yeah.
I talked to Wasatch Paving. They do quite a bit of snow removal.
You know, and they would be worth, I mean, if anyone, they might be worth to talk to, and I think it's worth a discussion next year, but like, we're contracted throughout this year.
I'm sure we're going to pay more than $75 an hour per man for.
That $75 an hour, I think, was in play even back when I was the recorder.
Like,
so
yeah,
it's been
eight or 10 years.
Long
yeah, so we yeah.
It's just a big jump that gets you.
It
it's
is.
Like,
it's
yeah. Like the probably
that
taxes.
Morning.
I mean, that's, it is what it is, but.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Focusing back, sorry, I got a little sidetracked, on the budget here.
Thanks for that explanation.
We moved the, if you take the 93 off the miscellaneous revenue off the revenues, and we also, or excuse me, just use the same amount and change that 72 to the same amount. What does the council feel as far as changing the line item for snowplow?
To how much do you need?
That's 4,000 a month, or a little more, yeah, for the next 3 months.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Well, I think when I suggested that up in the revenue section of this page, under number three, when I suggested that we add an additional 110,000 to the Class B road funds, that would then total 155. And so 130 for the road project, 5 for the traffic device, that would be 20,000 then for snow removal. That's kind of what I was looking at, but just a suggestion.
We also have that DPS unit that TO's ready to order that we approved. It probably needs to come out of the future budget also.
That's a is that a traffic thing?
No.
What is
that? That was the global positioning.
Oh, yeah. And then we already approved that?
We did approve it, but we're to the point where.
It hasn't been paid, we need to use money to pay it.
Right. And that's another $6,000.
Did we approve that in 19 or 20?
It was this last quarter, I think, sometime.
For the GIS?
Yeah, that's when we started talking about speed bumps and all that. That's when, yes.
No, the GIS, I think we did last year. But I don't know that we budgeted for it.
And that's what you're talking about, Eric, is the one that we did last year.
Yes.
To do a traffic study?
No, to get our GIS appointment.
Okay.
Well, water lines and tracking and the whole,
okay,
so you can be on your laptop and know. You might be able to explain it better, Amelia. Okay.
Ryan,
you probably can explain the GIS a little better, can't you?
That's very needed.
Eric can.
I think Ryan has indicated that they had somebody working on it and he can address it, but they're to the point now where they're looking for funding to final up.
Yeah. So in the past, TO or various consulting firms I've worked for have hosted all of our data, and Eric's had an account of our data. But as we've grown and spread that out, one, it's against our licensing agreement to share that outside of the company, and two, it gives all those folks that it's kind of security risk. So what we're trying to do is move the town over to its own ARC account, where you could have your own passwords and
been my understanding for some time.
So in the public works, you have 10,000 budgeted for supplies, repairs, and maintenance. You've spent 1572. Could, I don't know what else is coming down the line, but could that be repurposed for that?
I don't see why not. That's probably...
Unless you have something going wrong.
Yeah,
we have
something wrong. That's true.
We're juggling, yeah. We're juggling. Supplies, repairs, and maintenance.
Well, I'm unmuted. I'll also add that Mike Connor and Dan Skinner have joined us online.
Okay.
I guess we can take it out of that 10,000, and if something happens, we'll just have to redo the budget again.
That'll take 8 out and leave 2 in there?
I believe we're 6.
Okay, 6. So just take the 6 out of that and leave the 4?
Well, I think we can just allocate it out of there. We don't have to take it out.
We don't have to change anything. Just use that money.
Okay.
And then
okay,
keep track of it.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Then we'll just have to revisit if something goes bad.
Right.
Okay, great. Any other line items or comments? And any other, we'll stay with the general fund at the moment. Is there anything else on the general fund we'd like to discuss or go over?
So we're just changing the Class C road from 45 to 110?
It would be a total of 155.
Yeah, 155.
So that's what we're amending to? Thank you.
Did you have any in the revenue that, for instance, the property tax as well? I bet you have the on 30,000 in property taxes.
Are we 2 payments behind, or isn't it that?
A month behind, so we just got the December
at
the December 1 for the end of the month, and it was 27,000, I think.
It looks like the sales tax are going to come in higher.
28,433 was this month, or this most recent one.
Ball on tax, those tax and that. You never know what's coming down the pipe.
And so, also one of those things on the Public Works Road project for the budget, the last thing, total highways, do we want to change that to 135? The total amount?
Sure, when you get down there to the expenditures, yeah.
I guess I just
reading
through and jumping ahead. Same budget. So Mary, on that, for as far as that to 4410.740, that would go from, instead of 100 even, it would go to 135. Okay. Other than that, I don't have any changes that I know.
Hey, it's a crapshoot.
It always is. That's why you make adjustments.
Well, at this point, made some pretty major ones, and we've adjusted the 6,000 out of that to pay for the GIS, which I know has kind of been out there, so they'll do this. Any other comments or concerns? We'll go to the next budget. Okay. Does anyone see anything in the Stormhaven water that we might look at or change?
Yeah, we need more revenue.
I know that discussion's coming up.
Are you going to Stormhaven then first?
Yeah, that was the next one up below this one, yeah. So we went over what we did last time for the emergency funds and things. I haven't heard of any issues up there with regards to...
Working good.
What's that?
Working good.
Is it? Nice.
Working good. Manhole's empty.
Yes. Well, it's winter time. So I didn't really see a whole lot on this budget myself. Does anybody on the...
The only thing is the sewer repair that, you know, was more than the $9,000.
Me, even though Ryan had indicated there may be a big repair down the road, this might have solved some of the other regular two or three times a year is what we've been dealing with, so let's hope so. If nothing on that, Daniel Municipal, any questions or concerns on that budget? I should say fund.
Yeah, we just don't know what we're doing there without... with all the negotiations we have everywhere. There's no clear path.
And I know we have some good, some bigger meetings coming up here to look at some of the other issues with cold water companies. So, from a budget standpoint, I didn't say anything I needed or felt I needed to change.
I don't know how legal fees look. Okay, there. I mean,
24 versus 60. Bad. Yeah.
So one quick suggestion on the Stormhaven budget. We're at 994 and we originally budgeted 1,000. We may want to look at bumping up the Stormhaven IT a little bit.
And isn't that coming from the water reads and hiccups they're having there, and that's... still having some of those hiccups, and I guess we'll get to that in the water department. But. So you're saying up to 994 possibly?
Well, we only budgeted 1,000 and we're 994 now, so...
6 months. Council, how do you feel about adding some more? We're having meter read problems, and it's the same problem we've had for a few years. I don't know why, it's kind of frustrating to have. And I personally talked to guy that said he'd be glad to come up and do the problem, take care of everything, and for some reason he's not seen lots of problem between that read or not, but I know when they get to Shelly, I hear they're going to get to Shelly, and she goes to input them and she realizes they're not right. It's a big problem. It's a pain. It's a real problem.
We are nearing the life of the battery on those meters. They've been in for quite a while.
Yeah, we need to budget for that at least next year for sure.
So it could be a battery thing. Well, it's gone on too long for being a battery.
Yeah, there's some different issues with program.
Right.
Well, but that could be
discrepancies or something that's going on with that.
It's just in the programming.
Okay. Anyway, I didn't say anything in that for as far as to stay on budget. I didn't say anything in that budget. I wanted to really change for the crystal ball. Did council or anybody see anything in that? Daniel Municipal?
I think Mary was pointing to Stormhaven, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think...
Raise that up.
And that was add another 1,000 to it?
Yeah.
I mean, we've already spent $1,000 and we're 6 months through.
Right.
I mean, if we continue to have issues.
Is that going to be enough?
And that 1,000 would come out of what? If we bump that line item there, just come out of their own. You know, we need to bump it up because we're going to have a few more bills, I'm sure.
But I mean, that there's no revenue there, so we're bumping that back out.
Right.
We're transferring from.
Coughing out of the general fund.
Yep.
Well, but I think that we've underestimated the revenues. You can see 2020 actual was 44,845, and this year the budget, you know, 37. So we're already up to 22,894 on the 21 actual. So I think it's actually kind of been a little higher than that. So
it could very well. I mean, that's an easy change, and absolutely.
And remember that these enterprise funds don't have to, enterprise budgets don't really have to balance. I think it's valuable at the end of the year to decide whether you're actually taking in enough to cover your expenses or not, but they don't actually have to balance. And of course, whatever you don't have in those funds has to come out of the general fund in order to meet, you know, the obligation, but.
For tonight's purpose, we can just make that a $2,000 mark and go with it.
I believe so.
Great. Okay, Mary, then we'll make that a $2,000, and, okay? Any other questions or comments on budget at the public hearing? Anything from the, any comments from the public that, for the folks that just joined us a bit ago? Any comments from you guys? Okay, no comments. The chair will entertain a motion to go out of the public hearing and go back into regular session.
And then we leave the public hearing, go back into regular session.
I second that.
We have a first and a second. Any discussion? None? All in favor? Roll call.
Eric, aye.
Chip, aye.
John, aye.
Stephanie, aye.
Mary, aye.
And we're back in regular session. Thank you. Item number four, approved DR 2021-01-04. I'll read the resolution. Resolution number DR 2021-01-04, effective date January 4th, 2021. Short title, resolution approving amendments to the Danieltown General Operations Budget, Water Enterprise Budget, and Stormhaven Water Budget for fiscal year 2020 and 2021. The purpose of the resolution is to approve and adopt the proposed amended budgets presented in the public hearing held January 4th, 2021 to accommodate changes to the adopted revenue and or expenses. Resolution, whereas the legislative body of the town of Daniel, a political subdivision of the state of Utah, having reviewed, considered, and adopted budgets prepared by the budget office of the town of Daniel, having held a public hearing for public comment prior to the final budget adoption, and having adopted the budgets, does hereby wish to amend the adopted budgets for fiscal year 2020 and 2021. The public hearing was properly noticed and public comment solicited and considered. Be it resolved, accepted, and approved by the governing legislative body of the town of Daniel that the town of Daniel, a political subdivision of the state of Utah, hereby adopts the amended budgets for the fiscal year July 1, 2020 through June 30th, 2021. A copy of the amended budget is attached. The chair will take a motion on the resolution.
I'll make an motion to approve resolution number DR 2021-01-04, the amendment to the Danieltown General Operations Budget, the Water Enterprise Budget, and the Stormhaven Water Budget for the fiscal year 2020-2021.
Excellent. Thank you. We have a second.
I'll second that.
And we have a second. Any other discussion on this?
I'm just wondering if we should hold up on this one until after, if we have the audit guy show up, in case we need to move something.
Everything, just so everybody's aware, was good. The only thing that's new is we have a fraud risk assessment that we'll now have to be complying with from here on out.
Like, what's a year thing we fill out each?
Correct. And you basically have to rate yourself on what you're doing right and what you're not doing right. So it's a questionnaire that has to be completed.
Would that be something that just emailed all of us, we get it back to you, or how does that get filled out and back to whoever it's supposed to go to?
So, I think.
We do that as a town, don't we? Not every person does that. Because it's an overall town point system, like the water.
I mean, yeah, it's a total point system, so we probably really should be doing it as a whole.
But since individually you have to do your, you still have your,
yeah,
what you were supposed to be complying with all along.
Yeah.
Conflict of interest in those, but I think that is going to be a, because the points are assessed just like on the water system.
Would that be something Mary fills out on behalf of the town?
Or well, she'll probably need some help with it. I think that the council probably needs to go through that and do that each year.
Yeah, because there's potentially probably some changes that may need to be made.
So would you feel comfortable sending that out and everyone getting back to you for you to compile it?
Absolutely.
I would prefer to bring that to the council and have it as an agenda item and discussing it as a council.
Okay.
Because I think everyone needs, I'm familiar with this, and it's something the state auditor's office has required since last year. And it is something that we all need to be aware of, and we all need to contribute to and understand what the process is.
Great.
So I would like to, and they can tell us as an agenda item in the near future. Do you have a date when you have to?
I can put it on next month.
Great.
Just need to know. Okay, you bet.
As far as our, there's this one. I don't know if he's coming, has been coming, he was supposed to be here, right?
He told me he was going to be here. Yeah.
I hate to go back through the whole public hearing and everything if we can make the amendment and pass it tonight.
Can we make, like we have in the past, an approval on condition of?
This, his presentation is on last year's budget, not this year's.
Yeah.
Right, and that's what I'm talking about, when he gave us those pointers on last year's budget of things that had to be.
There was.
We should be moving something.
There was nothing other than this broad risk assessment, because we were not aware that it had to be completed. There was no other issues.
Fun stuff with him. We went over it on the phone and we decided we were okay.
We're okay now.
We're okay.
$3,000 or whatever that amount was.
Yeah, we're okay. He showed me how to figure it, we talked about it, and we were okay.
Perfect.
And I can forward the email as well from him where it was completed. So you should have got a copy of it, and you should have been able to click on the document and pull it up. Everything was in compliance, and he just documented that because we were not aware of this, that was the only thing. Everything else was fine.
Right. Do you feel comfortable moving forward then?
I'm just trying to save us a step of, I don't know if he's coming tonight or not. I don't know if there's harm in waiting till the end, but if you want to go ahead, whatever you want to do.
Council, do you feel, want to hold off till we have that or move forward?
Do you have a motion and a second? You're ready to vote?
We had discussion. We had a person, yeah, let's make a vote on it. We had a person and a second on it, so.
Okay. Eric, nay.
Chip, aye.
John, aye.
Stephanie, aye.
Mary, aye.
Resolution passes, and we will wait for her to talk to Mr. Brooks. Okay. Item number five, I've been pretty anxious about this, and Mary, maybe we'll come over to you, and I think this is going to probably, there's a few people, there are a lot of people interested in this, anyway, love to hear what you found out.
Thank you. This is something that I wanted to bring to the council, just so that hopefully you can help me get the word out to some of our people. As you know, there are a good number of people in our town that qualify for Greenbelt status, which is a huge benefit as far as property tax is concerned. You have to have 6 or more acres in order to qualify for that. A lot of us, as we are in our A5 zone, do not qualify for that. And we've been hoping, as our taxes creep higher and higher, that something would come along and help us get a little bit of relief. And I do think that some people, at least in this town, could benefit from this if they know about it and if they are willing to comply with the rules. The state code, and I've got a handout that I'll give you after all this, but when the state legislature passed this 3 years ago, they allowed 2 years before it actually went into effect. In that 2 year period, people were supposed to begin to comply. And when I say comply, that means they were supposed to be raising a crop, a saleable crop, with the expectation of a profit. You can't do grazing, it can't be an animal product, it has to be a crop of some sort, plant crop, that is saleable and hopefully they can make a profit with it. You're supposed to comply with that 2 years before you actually can apply to take advantage of this status. It's a Greenbelt status, it's not called that. It's the Urban Farming Assessment Act. And it has been, went into effect last year. but it was only available to counties that had actually passed an ordinance allowing their people in their county to take advantage of this. Wasatch County didn't pass their ordinance until late in the year, and so no one got an opportunity last year. This year, that ordinance in place, we all are available now to try to do this. I actually tried to contact our new assessor this morning, and he didn't get back to me. I have some questions. I'm no expert on this, but the deal is that only counties that have adopted an ordinance governing urban farming can use it. The permissible crops have to be food crops, other marketable crops, no grazing of livestock. You have to have a reasonable expectation of profit. And this is available for 1 acre to 4.99 acres. So you have to set aside your residential lot, your 1 acre, but anything above that could possibly qualify. Any land under agricultural buildings or facilities also can count towards that acreage, that 1 to 4.99 acres. You have to be doing this 2 years preceding your initial application. That's with your county assessor's office. The initial application has to be submitted by May 1st. And I don't have any application blanks at all. In fact, that was one of my questions this morning. I wanted to be sure that they do have that application.
I do know a title company has already done one for an individual for the county that did the end of December, and so so an application has already been approved and submitted and already, so that it's happening.
Great. Yeah. And if you have the documentation for those 2 years that you've been doing it, you turn in your application, then the assessor actually comes to your home and actually approves it. They have to measure it all out, and they have to make sure you're doing it. Then after the first year, you apply by May the 1st, and every year following that, you have to reapply by January 31st. So it's a little tricky if you forgot to do that. Not only is it a little bit tricky, but if you are doing this now for a number of years, every January 30th, every year you do it, and then you decide, oh, I don't think I'm going to do it this year. They can roll back the taxes on you. 5 years, and they will do that. So,
did you say they'll roll back? If you stop what you started, they'll roll back.
That's correct. If you sell your property, same thing. They'll roll back the taxes on the new owner if the new owner decides not to continue with the application and all of that. Mm-hmm. So, that's pretty much it in a nutshell. You have to comply with all the rules, but. If you have, like for instance, my property, 5.2 acres, set aside your home site, there's 1 acre gone, and my property is divided around me. If I wanted to use half of this to graze on, and the other half to just do a hay crop on, I could just use this portion and go with that. And I think that's a real benefit. I mean, right now, I think I checked our tax rate today. I think everybody in Daniel was paying 1.249, something like that, percent. And so for every acre that's been valued at 60,000, you multiply that by 1.29, and it adds up really fast. It's 700 plus. So if you can, sell a crop and make a profit on it, but also get that greenbelt status on that property, huge tax savings. So, like I say, this is not going to be for everybody. And like I say, there were a few other questions I had. For instance, does platted subdivision qualify? Because we're already platted, does that disqualify us in some way? I wanted to know exactly what benefit, how much does the status of greenbelt actually qualify us, for that big, huge tax deduction? Those are the kinds of questions that I was asking this morning, and I didn't get a response today. It was the first day back in the office for the new assessor, and so they didn't get back to me. But
question, you're already on the
great.
You're okay.
You're great.
I was jealous.
You are great, and, you know, we're all envious because of that, but I do think there are some people that I know are, I'm certain if I were a 30-year-old and I just moved here, I'd want to do this today. Because I'll be here for, you know, generation, and at my age, I'm not so sure it's going to work for me. I don't know. Don't know what to do, whether we'll try it or we won't, but it's an option, and I'm really grateful for it. But some people, you know, I know Kip Banker had talked to Gary Walton about his taxes, and he's one person I think would definitely qualify for this, because that's what he does, and he probably would farm that property forever, so.
I know a fair number of people, whether it's 2 or 4 acres, and some of the older lots, I've been contacted twice that, you know, that some of that, I don't know. It was already existing long before we were a town, but they could do it, and they had heard that it was coming, and I told a little bit about what you just said, but I hope I learned more tonight.
Well, like I say, I'm not the expert on this. Todd Griffin, our new assessor, is the person to contact.
That's his name, Todd Griffin?
Todd Griffin, G-R-I-F-F-I-N. The office there is 657-3221, and his direct number is 657-3199. Email is tgriffin@wasatch.utah.gov. And so I would direct you to please help me get this word out to whomever you think might be interested in something like this.
Is there enough flyer that we could put it on our webpage and just have it like as one of the new announcements? It's, I think it's important enough.
I have a couple of pages here.
Yeah, to be copied.
That kind of summarize.
I can take a photo. Can I take a photo?
Of course. I have some other copies here too, somewhere.
I'm sure the council, we are going to be asked, we probably ought to know the details to some degree. I know we can send them to the page, the web page, but.
Well, I don't want to take responsibility for it because then, you know, if somebody gets a wrong information, makes a wrong step, or whatever, you know, I don't want to be blamed for that. You know, the fact that I don't think anybody really knows about this.
They're all about the taxes, but they, a few people have heard rumors and just, but they did. It's been floating down there a little while, but I'm glad it's finally here.
So if they've got at least 2 acres?
Yes, you have to have at least,
2 acres?
Yes, I believe that's right. You have to at least have 1 acre that you're planning to try to put into this assessment.
Minimal 2 acres.
Right.
5 acres to go on this. If it's 5 acres or more, you'd be on the green belt.
You gotta have 6 acres or more.
Or 6 acres or more. Well, yeah, 1 for a house and 5 for the green
right.
belt. But you've gotta have at least 5 acres for a green belt, yeah.
So anyway, there's that. I am concerned that Wasatch County taxes are just going to continue to go up and up and up. It seems as though as you know, as property valuation goes up, the tax rate, certified tax rate, is actually supposed to diminish. And the state of our county government at the moment is that they're trying to raise their certified tax rate every 2 years.
They make that kind of a standard for all. I mean, they make that the standard for municipalities.
Right. Wow. Well, I don't know about the municipalities. We, you know, we're the only
counties.
Ones concerned with our municipality. I don't know what they're doing, but
if it was only 2%, it wouldn't be so bad. But.
2% adds up too.
It adds up.
But
when they start going 50%, 100%.
Of course, the school district is the worst of all.
That's the worst.
They don't seem to diminish anything. It just keeps going up and up. So anyway, that's my presentation. Like I say, I don't want to present myself expert. I'm not.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. All the work on it, and I think a lot of people will appreciate it. Because I know you and a few folk worked on it, and back and forth with the county, and it's All good, thank you.
So what I will do is I'll scan this and I'll send it out to everybody so that you all have it. You can look up the code yourself and you decide to do that. But,
great.
Thanks for the time.
Any other questions on item number five, urban farming? Okay. Moving on to item number six, business licenses. I believe you've been hanging on the line still all this time?
Yeah, I have.
For Connor Heating and Air Conditioning. So you're up now, and I know we had your business, I believe it was your business application last time, but you hadn't here, and so we'll let you answer any questions for council that they might have for you. So, council, do we have any questions for Connor Heating and Air Conditioning as far as, why don't you tell us at least, I know it's on your license, but I don't have that in front of me, your location and a little bit about parking and what you plan to do with your business and how that's going to work out of your home.
My parking, I mean, I just got two trucks, I'm not very big, I don't plan on getting very big, so that's kind of where I'm at.
So pretty much, I mean, you've got two trucks, all your, you know, shipping and semi bringing equipment in and out, or that's just not kind of the size of operation. It's going to be your two trucks. You're going to go out and do your thing like all the other HVAC guys.
I go down and pick up all my own equipment and stuff. So I don't have a bunch of deliveries, if that's what you're asking.
That was one of the questions, yeah.
How many employees do you have, Mike?
Did you hear that question?
I didn't, sorry.
Mike, it's Stephanie, but how many employees do you have, and what are your hours of operation that you're going in and out of there? Did you hear it?
Just myself and one guy, and 8 to 5 is what we try to run, but I do emergency calls, but most of it's all mobile.
Any other questions from any of the other council?
Grateful to have him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll comment on Mike. Yeah. I know Mike personally, and I use him for my heating and stuff, and he's a top-notch guy. Very professional, and I highly recommend him.
Great. Well, Mike, do you have anything else? That's probably all the questions, unless somebody else has anything else. We just usually like to come and see us face to face and we talk, but this will work just fine, and we just kind of like to know the parameters you're thinking about. And hold on just 1 second. We had one question.
I'm just wondering if you had a state license number.
It's on here.
And it's on there.
Okay. It's on here.
Yeah.
It's on here.
I think it's on my application
there. Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, we just verified that. This is great. Okay. As far as the council is concerned, we'll move on. And anyone have any questions? If not, anyone feel comfortable with Connor Heating there and moving on to license?
Welcome to the town.
Okay. Great. Do you want to have a motion for that? I think we have in the past for business licenses.
Yeah, I make a motion that we approve Connor Heating and Air LLC for their new business license.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
And we have a second. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Eric, aye.
Chip, aye.
John, aye.
Stephanie, aye.
Mary, aye.
So, okay, Connor Heating and Air Conditioning LLC is approved tonight. Approved. And for your new license, and thank you very much. Appreciate your time coming to the council this evening.
Perfect. Thank you guys very much.
You'll get something in the mail or communicate with you shortly.
All right. I'll be looking forward.
Great.
Thank you.
And we'll just finish up one little thing here before we start on the audit. We have a renewal under business licenses. We have Computer Nerd, Coleman Trucking, and Jill's Hair Styling.
One more to add to it that I got today was Wes's Auto Repair.
Okay. I am have not heard, or do we have any complaints on any of those? And if not, shall I entertain a motion to renew those?
I make a motion that we renew Computer Nerds, Coleman Trucking, Jill's Hairstyling, and Wes's Auto Repair for their renewal for the business license.
Second.
Your first and second. Any discussion on the renewals? None? All in favor? Roll call.
Eric, aye.
Chip, aye.
John, aye.
Stephanie, aye.
Mary, aye.
Okay, the other renewal for business licenses are approved as well. Item number seven, Daniel Municipal Water.
You want to go back up to the...
Yeah, you want to go back to two?
Did he sit by there?
Yeah, he's just right here.
You left my mind for a whole second, so we'd like to turn the time over to Gilbert and Stewart for our audit presentation. Thank you.
Okay, is this where you want me, right here?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. I was wondering how this was going to work with...
You're safe.
I've done a lot of Zoom ones, so anyhow. Can I pass these out then, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Get some extras there. Well, I'm Ben Probst. I'm with Gilbert Stewart, a CPA firm. We've got an office here in Heber, and also our main office is in Provo. Before I start, I just want to thank Mary and Sherry for helping give me the information and working with had actually another partner help me too, Spencer. He does more of the state compliance work and that, and compiling and getting this together. As you know, this isn't an audited financials. The state has different requirements based on the amount of revenue or expenditures that you have in any given year. This year, our revenue was below $1 million. And so between $350,000 to $1 million, they require what's called an agreed upon procedure. And so that is what this is. And what it is the state has certain procedures that we have to follow, make sure you're in compliance with that. And then, so what we've got in this report is basically a summary of the financials. Shows the governmental funds and then the enterprise fund, which is the water. The first is basically your net position, showing your cash, your receivables, and then the infrastructure and the depreciation on the water fund, and then your liabilities with your bonds, the current portion of with your liabilities and then what your net position is. The next page then shows the revenue and the expenditures for the year, basically for your general fund, and then your capital projects fund, and then the water enterprise fund. And then it just totals it up there to give you a quick summary. As you see, we brought in over $776,000 in revenue, and overall spent with everything $341,000 plus the enterprise fund of $196,000. So our overall fund balance and net position increased by about $239,000. And then the next page just shows your beginning infrastructure, your assets in the governmental funds, and then any depreciation that may have been taken that year or this year, and then what our net assets are at the end of the year. And then from there is our agreed upon procedures and what the state had us look at. One was the financial survey, which this first three pages were. And we didn't have any findings or see any problems. They wanted us to obtain a copy of it and agree the amounts reported are correct. It's almost, but we just didn't do any test work in, like an audit with and verifying the numbers. We just wanted to make sure they were as reported on your trial balance that we received. Then it talked about revenues, and we compared a couple of months and looked at that. We also then looked at some disbursements, made sure that the internal controls were properly having enough documentation on those and are approved. We looked at your accounting records, which Cheryl provided to us, and we were able to go through it. We really didn't have any findings as we went through this. The only finding was the state came out with and that's back here on the last page. The state has done this fraud risk assessment that you probably spoke with you about, Spencer did. What the state has done is the state auditor's office has come out with assessing a fraud risk category for each government entity, cities and towns, school districts, special service districts. And it's a self-assessment thing, and that needed to be submitted to the and completed by the end of the fiscal year and approved. It still didn't have to be submitted till December 31st of this year, but we had never done that. And it's new, and I think they were gonna do a bunch of training on it to the various entities, but then COVID hit and it never got out. So that's something that we've explained to Mary, and hopefully she'll go through that. And I don't know what Spencer, did he go over that at all with you?
Yeah.
On that form?
Yep.
Okay. I know in the past we had a fund balance exception where we were over, our fund balance was over. That has been, we didn't have that issue this year. We were in compliance, and so as long as we maintain that, we should be good. So that's my report to you. Any questions on that?
Good. We always like to hear nothing or good things, so glad to be here today.
Yeah, it's interesting that as I've watched, is, you know, I think the prior year our revenue was even a lot lower, and this year we got some federal grant money that helped. And I don't know, this year you probably might have received some CARES money from the county, and that's used, and so that may help with some situations. I know this has been a tough time, trying time, but I appreciate the opportunity to be able to come and present this to you, and also to provide you with the annual financial report for you. So.
Thank you, Ben. Appreciate it. Does council have any last questions or anything?
That was good.
Appreciate your work.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ben. Thank you.
Thank you.
Two. And item number seven, Daniel Municipal Water. Anything to add there, Kelly? Besides the comments I made with the reading, that's got to give you some headaches.
Yeah, it's still giving me headaches. They just went out and read again, and I got on to my daughter-in-law forward the thing, and it's still not. So they're going to have to do it again.
So I know we've gone over this plenty of times. Refresh my memory again of.
I put in, I export a file into Dropbox, and then they hook up their meter and they import my exported file into theirs. And I can tell when they do it because it changes the date and no one shows that they what time they did it. And then they go out, come back, put in their file, import their stuff, and then I take their file and put it in Polaris. They are not going and taking my export file. They're just using the file that's in there. So now I have 2 months to read. So, and I thought we had it worked out, but because we've gone a couple months.
So is this a reader?
Procedural.
I mean, did they hit A before they start, and they're just not hitting A?
I guess, I don't know, because I just, when I saw him out, I called Chris, and he didn't answer. And finally, he called me when I was in here, and I said, Chris, you have them out, but there's nothing changed in the export file. And he told me they do that when they want them. And I said, it's not going to do any good. They're going to have to go back out, because then the people have two months reads. And we have people that watch those readings.
I'm sure.
And if they're not right, they call me and say, you know. So I just, he said, okay, we got it. It's all done. It's all updated. So I had my daughter-in-law get on and send me a picture. Well, sure, the new file's in there for today, the import, but they still never exported that information. I have to have that information in there. And that's what I sent Chris another thing and said, but you didn't touch that export file. I'm not going to have the information I need still. So
you're still dealing with this last month's billing?
I am, but it's okay because I don't have stamps to send anything out.
And you need stamps, I know that.
Eric has been really busy and he hasn't been able to. And I thought last month when I asked for him, when I said, I have to have stamps the first of the month. And then when I texted out, emailed and said, I have to have stamps, it's time. And everybody's like, what?
We'll get you some stamps.
Yeah, so I'm still, but who knows when readings are going to come in. So I don't know. It just fouls up a lot of things, you know.
And so when it's been like 15 times or 10 maybe. So each time when we say we forgot to hit the import or export button, they say what? Sorry, go out and do it again with no problem? Is it kind of a problem or?
It's not always that problem.
It's pretty, most of the time it's that problem.
That's right.
But no, they
didn't update their unit or.
Yeah, they're not updating the unit as much as they should. I don't know. They're doing the best they can.
For sure.
And I understand that. And they're done. They don't want to do this anymore. I called Gary today and I said, Gary, do you have any clue when you're going out? When I feel like it. Maybe tonight, maybe tomorrow. And I'm like, the bills go out on the 2nd. The billing date is on the 15th. This is a company. We have to run it, you know? And I don't know. I don't know what to, you know. I don't know what to do with it. So I can only send them when I get them. And I guess I'll just, you know. Well, nobody ever gets charged a late fee. You know, and so as long as...
Go ahead, Ryan. Sorry.
So sometime last year, we got a quote to try a different meter that read through cell phones and didn't require reading. And at the time, after we got that all settled, I think we thought we had these issues resolved, and we elected not to go that route and bought more of our same meters. Maybe it's time to renew that quote and try something new for continuing to have reoccurring issues. I don't remember the details of that quote, or if it's still valid, but we could redo that, and maybe those customers Shelley mentioned that watch it closely would be good candidates to try it out on.
Well, we know we have a water department and personnel issues we're trying to solve, but I know that what's going on right now with Shelley, just should be happy, and I'm sure it's incredibly frustrating, and to the clients or to our customers. So. Council's aware of some of the headaches that the water department is dealing with at the moment. And, maybe that's something we need to look at, Ryan, without putting a lot of expense in it, just to see where we stand. And I can't imagine that a software or a person can't solve this problem, but maybe the new computers make it easier with the program that reminds them or something, I don't know. Do you see any programming of what we've done electronically that might help the situation with the water department? I guess either currently and or when we get a new person?
I'd have to look. I know Ted and Chris and Gary and Shelley and others have been involved. I don't know how the current process works. I haven't been in that loop for some time, but
right.
I guess I'd be happy to understand it and maybe make a suggestion if we could go help.
Well, something needs to change. And not telling you, but for the council and for the town and for personnel, this particular types of hiccups are, I'm sure, very frustrating. So, I know, I guess that would be the next step. Let's see, is there another option? And or can we get a new, that would probably be our best. Wasn't there a Ted Curl Curl, that was a manager that...
That you talked to.
Yeah, and did he ever communicate to that department? Do we need that department to get involved in this at all?
He called and he showed them several times of this, you guys, it kind of looks stupid that you have, it's not the program, you just need to put that in.
Right, okay.
And it's not...
The process is not being done, and whoever needs to do it, just needs to do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's the first process that has to happen, it's the first step that has to happen, or else it won't get it, and that's just the way it is. And I go back, because I don't know how else to tell him, I've tried to tell him, I've sat down, I've showed him, I talked, Eric's tried to tell him, and I can't get him to understand that this has to happen first, you know, so...
Right, okay.
I think other than that, the water's going good. I have had, and I would like to make a formal complaint about Daniel Irrigation. I am getting swamped. I have had over 30 calls for people with screaming at me that they're selling their water. They're sending out bills that have no phone numbers on them. So people are Googling, getting on the site, looking, and they're going under Daniel Water, and then they're calling me, and boy, I had four this weekend, and they called me, you F&B, you blah blah, how dare you, and I finally, I told Eric, I says, I have to put up with that from our customers. I says, but them calling me these kinds of names, and I'm not even over Daniel Irrigation. And so I called Hugh Barker and left him a message and said, please put out a thing with your phone number on it. Quit your business, send out a thing with your phone number, and I don't know how else to fix it, because I don't think they really care. But I can't screen the calls, but they won't pay, these citizens don't understand the difference between irrigation and domestic water. And so that's Eric's like, oh my gosh, you know, who are these people calling you? And I'm like,
from California.
Wow.
There are people here in Daniels, and I says, and I cannot believe how trashy a mouth they have.
And is there, with all this, I mean, is there a way that you feel by, I mean, I know you can't necessarily screen it, but a message, I mean, call it use the right thing, first of all.
Can we put something on the website saying Daniel Irrigation and their phone number? Because it sounds like everybody's going to they're going to the Daniel site, and it's saying Daniel Water. And so then they're just calling that number. And that's why I said, I'm not over irrigation. I'm over Daniel Domestic Water. And they're like, well, you're over water. I said, no, I'm over drinking water, not irrigation water.
Explain all that.
You know, like I said, this last guy, he was the most ignorant, and I just said, you know, I told him, I said, you really need to think, because I asked him, where did you get my number? He said, it's on the bill. I said, what does the bill say? And he said, it says Daniel Irrigation. I says, and my name and numbers on that? And he's like, yes. And I says, really? And then he says, okay, it's not. I Googled it. And I'm like, and he says, and then he just went off calling me those names again. I was like, you know, I'm not over that. You need to get your facts straight before you call and start screaming at me. I says, I have nothing to do with that. They're gonna sell your water if you don't pay it, so you better get a hold of them, I said. And he hung up on me, and I was like, but I don't know who else to inform to get, you know, other than putting it on the website.
So just a quick comment. A while back, I actually called Hugh myself and asked him about adding his number. If you go under our water department tab, Daniel Irrigation Company is listed right there, and Hugh specifically told me to have his number listed. It is on our, so I don't know why they're calling you, because it's on there.
Well, okay.
Probably because they're not getting an answer.
Well, obvious is that? Is there, can you put it in another font bigger? No, it's pretty clear.
No, I can't change any of the, I can't do anything like that with the web stuff, but it's clearly right there, Daniel Irrigation Company, with Hugh's name and a phone number.
Wow.
So I have added that a while ago.
We talked about it earlier.
Yes, and I added it clear back at the beginning of last year.
So yeah, I don't know what to do with it.
Maybe on Daniel Domestic, but this is not Daniel Irrigation.
Daniel Irrigation had to put on there, it's not Daniel Municipal, because it's a problem on their side. I thought their folks selling the water shares. Huh?
Yeah. Maybe you should put somebody else's number, not mine.
Well, and your phone number is listed with the Daniel Waters secretary at Gmail on here. But clearly, either they're not looking far enough down or they're not getting an answer, and that's why they're calling the secretary.
Yeah, I don't know, but that has been a huge problem this month, obviously because they're selling water, but.
So can you have a recording on your phone when people call? If they're calling for Daniel Domestic, fine, stay on the line. If it's Daniel Irrigation and you're calling to cuss me out, please don't, just hang up and call this number.
I don't know, it's just been a problem.
Well.
Well, maybe we could see with you if you could put Darlene Luke, because she's the water secretary for the irrigation.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
And that's, if you're buying water, that's who you go to get it exchanged or get your stuff.
Her questions or a lot of stuff,
Yeah, she can.
So that gives them two names, two numbers, and maybe the secretary, and everyone, if they can't get the secretary, then they're trying to.
We only get one bill a year for the irrigation, and that was like 4 months ago.
Does it come out in a paper or does it come out on a postcard?
Well, the postcard is where, it comes out in the.
Do you have Darlene's number?
The paper, yeah. But we also get the.
Should I just add it?
The reader, yeah. I'm going to check it out.
So maybe get Darlene's on there.
Hate to have her get called those names.
Oh, well, that's terrible.
We'll hear about that.
Well, there's no reason anybody should get called those names.
Absolutely.
Water brings out the worst in people.
It's almost like when people, soon as they start talking like that, it's like click.
Yeah.
And when they call back and as soon as they start talking, click. Why do you keep hanging up on me? As soon as you start cussing me out, it's going to be a click. You're going to hear a click, so stop it. And maybe you have to train them.
I've done that before.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know?
I put up with a lot of them, it's like, okay, I'm done. I don't, not need you calling me.
No.
You're not even my customer.
You should.
Not at that level.
You should not put up with.
Careful, don't give her too many pointers. She has to put up with some.
Well, yeah, a lot of times people be a little bit irate, but they don't have to sit there and cuss you out. You have no control over it.
Yeah, like I said, it's nothing to do with me. And that's, like I said, I knew that me and Mary discussed it a while ago. I didn't know if he ever got a hold of you. Like you said, Hugh, you can't get a hold of. You have to leave a message and I'll be.
So we'll do Darlene's too?
I've got the number, I'll just call him.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
I can call Hugh and make sure that that's okay.
Perfect.
Maybe you better ask Darlene.
You better call Darlene too.
Don't open my.
We voted to put your name on the webpage for everybody. Somebody over there has to have it.
And I know I've personally had calls at the office as well, same thing, people calling for Daniel Irrigation. So I've given him his number and,
Doug.
Doug, yes, thank you.
Maybe Darlene already has it down pat and she'd go click.
You always have to leave a message.
Nobody needs to be treated that way. I've hung up on people before.
Okay.
I say, is that all you got?
I just say, I'm sorry. I'm intrigued by this, fine.
All you got.
Okay, well, that's Daniel Municipal, anything on, more about that we have? We'll check with Darlene and see if we can get that added. Is there anything else that council would like to discuss or questions, comments?
Yeah, there ought to be a little button for a recording. As soon as they start cussing me out, goes to that and say, any cussing or any of this stuff will not be tolerated and will not get anywhere. So you better talk civil. And then it's a click and call back.
So you have to deal with it if I know that that's out there.
But that's terrible.
Like I said, I'm hoping you will deal with it.
My next month I'll have a water order. Next month that water will be sold.
That's true. It's being sold on the 21st. So. Maybe that'll be done.
Anything on item number 8, and then we'll move on to Stormhaven Water. Any particular thing come up there?
Nope, I don't think so.
Ryan, anything new that you might have known that we haven't discussed on Stormhaven?
Apparently not.
All right, good. I just want to see if you're awake.
I finally got it unmuted. No, I don't really have anything new. Amelia got the ABD application submitted, or at least the next step of that submitted, but I don't have anything beyond that. I heard Eric mention earlier.
Okay.
Hey, Ryan, did you get over and put that planner back on?
I talked to somebody over there, Brandon, and he said he was gonna take care of it, but no, I did not go back over there and do it.
Okay. He may drop in a check on that. That old boy was pretty concerned about that, so.
Yeah, like I said, Brandon said he was gonna take care of it, and then I got busy and didn't go back, but one of us should probably go follow up or put that back if we need to. If it doesn't, if it hasn't already, we'll go back.
Yeah, I talked to Brent, and he said he didn't even go over there, so he doesn't know either, so.
Okay.
Probably follow up with that. Okay, thanks.
Okay. Chair Stormhaven, item number nine, approval of council meeting minutes, December 7th. Council have a chance to look at those. General intent of motion is available.
Do you still have my dog tags?
I do. I was gonna say if I had one on. I took one. I do have it somewhere. Probably it might be my truck or could be my office. I'll make sure you get it.
Make a motion to approve the December 7th town council meeting minutes.
We have a motion to approve the December 7th minutes. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
We have a second. Any discussion? Not? Chair will have a vote by roll call. Eric?
Eric, aye.
Chip, aye.
John, aye.
Stephanie, aye.
Mary, aye.
Motion passes for minutes of December 7th. Thank you. And item number 10, turn the time over to Mary for recorder's office warrants.
Okay, Comcast office phone 106.85, DNA half dozen office 200, division of finance for the 2011 series bond $6,640, Wasatch Wave for public hearing 106.38, another one for 145.68, and then CDBG for 161.88. TO Engineering for planning 5,710. Meetings 265. Engineering 663.75. Meetings 507.50. Planning 4,922.50. Total 19,429.54. Wasatch County for snow removal for November, December, $3,319.60. Eric for payroll for a total $3,544.60. And we have council payroll $7,216.38. Planning commission $463.50 for a total $30,654.02. Downey Municipal Water, CenturyLink data charge $60.75. Heber Light and Power, $417.50. Chemtech Ford for Collier at $40. Utah Department of Commerce, sorry, that's actually supposed to be on the, and it is on the first one, so scratch that one. Rural Water for shipping, this was for PPE, they sent $7.42. TO Engineering, $563.90 for engineering, sampling $140, total $1,280.49 minus the $50.92. Then payroll, I had tried to contact Gary for hours, was unable to reach him. So I just have Shelley's and total $1,840.49. Stormhaven Engineering, Dominion Energy, $987. Heber Light and Power, $188.65. Chemtech Ford Lead and Copper, $280. VOCs for $190. Collier at $40. TO Engineering for engineering, $1,045. Sampling, $140. Total, $1,893.52. And again, payroll minus Val and Gary, $250 plus, or totals, $2,143.52.
Chair, let's get a motion on the warrants.
I'll I'll make a motion that we accept the warrants as stated.
We have a first, do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second, any discussion? All in favor, roll call.
Eric, aye.
Chip, aye.
John, aye.
Stephanie, aye.
Mary, aye.
All in favor of the warrants? Passed. I don't believe we need to move on to item 12.
The quarterly budget, did you guys want to go through anything? Probably really not any different than what we just looked at for amending the budget.
Yeah, would there be anything different other than just the layout of the form?
Yeah, just other than it's a quarterly budget.
I'd like to just highlight that the sales tax looks good, and so do the building permit fees. The Classy Road allotment, that looks good as well.
Crystal ball, at this point, we have to go clear on those three things anyway. Okay. Does everyone feel comfortable? Do we want to go over the quarterlies, or do we feel comfortable we went over that with the amended budget? I feel we've gone over it mostly.
Did we not have any legal fees at all this month?
No, they never sent us a bill this month, which I know that we had different filings, but as of today, before I left, they still hadn't sent anything.
It'll be coming. We
won't forget.
Yeah, we just did a partial summary judgment, so it'll be coming.
Yeah, I was waiting for a few last minute things like the payroll for Gary and those guys, but nothing. So that's why they're not included.
That being said, the chair will entertain a motion, item number 12.
Motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
I got a first and a second. Any discussion? Roll call.
Eric, aye.
Chip, aye.
John, aye.
Stephanie, aye.
Mary, aye.
There wasn't a copy of the warrants in my packet.